It's time for Talking Trash.
I can't really hear what Jordan says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugging my ear.
Say what?
Steve and the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipec.com. Sanipec, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
Did he say he has his Stanley Cup rings clogging his hair?
Ears.
I know he had to have said ears.
You can't hear him.
Yeah. It really sounded like hair.
I have two Stanley Cup rings clogging my ears.
I'm saying we might need to go back to that and listen to it again because it sounds like he says hair.
It doesn't.
Maybe that's like a French thing. Maybe it's a French thing. Like they all have long beatniky hair. It's all hanging over.
It's Patty Roy. And it was a legendary comment back. Let's see. Wow. So 93, 90. Go ahead. 87, I think it was the early. It can't be the early 90s because he only had two. He got his third in 96. So it was post 93, pre 96.
This is the final segment of the 4 o'clock hour. That means Talking Trash brought to you by Sanipec. It's been a couple of weeks because.
We had things going on Friday night.
It is what it is. Talking Trash brought to you by Sanipec, the proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. You can visit them at sanipec.com. Sanipec, we are green. Who is going? Oh, I guess I should explain what this is. If people haven't heard it before, we bring either some trash talk from the week or some people we think deserve to be thrown in the garbage, and we rank them. We have three rankings: the recycle bin, the dump, and the incinerator from bottom to top in terms of how bad it was. So who's
going
to start? Nick, you start.
Going
you got
first.
More. Go.
I'm starting with the people that threw out the Philly fan that threw double birds at Russell Westbrook. Clearly, that guy is no worse than some guy who is 20 rows behind him or the guy who was in the nosebleeds yelling and doing the same thing. He just happened to be a lot closer. He should not have been ejected. Probably just moved a little bit, but it's all Philly fans. They're all doing terrible things. They are bad people for picking this guy, for doing what he did. When does it stop, Philly fans, whatever, whoever you call the stadium management? Where does it stop if you move one guy who drops a couple F-bombs and flips people off when everyone in the stadium is just don't let people in then?
First of all, they're not bad people. They're the worst.
The worst people.
There's a difference.
Yeah, are you basing this like relatively? Like relatively is not that bad because he's a Philly fan. He's not throwing batteries
compared to
people.
Everyone else in the stadium. He's not that bad.
He was actually the 11th nicest person in that.
He was probably restraining himself too.
I mean, Philly fan, you expect him to throw fifths of alcohol at players on the court, don't you? Ding.
Cheering Michael Irvin on the ground, who may have been at the time suffering an incapacitating
injury. Couldn't move.
Cheering.
He was paralyzed on the
cheering.
Field. Cheering. Yeah. So,
all right. So, those...
so, wait, so we're ranking the people who kicked him out?
Yes.
And not him?
Yes.
Wow.
He should be kicked out. He's on national TV.
I'm just saying there are other people doing worse things that probably weren't kicked out that got away with doing worse things. And this guy's like, I heard 30 other people saying worse things than what I said. And he had to leave.
That's always a good defense.
Just dump that chump.
I'm saying recycling bin. The people who put him who kicked him out, recycling bin.
I'm really torn on this one. It's definitely not an incinerator situation.
No.
So,
the people who kicked him out, he should be kicked out, right?
He definitely shouldn't have been allowed to be just standing there doing that throughout the game. All right. Recycle his ass.
You lose. Okay, so I am going to start with Joe Namath, who has a pretty decorated history of saying drunk things into microphones.
How did I kiss you?
Not sure if this one was drunk, but he talked about Geno Smith, who recently had season-ending surgery on his torn ACL. He tweeted about it. If you've got a right knee injury keeping you out of the game, why are you standing on the sideline the entire second half? How bad can it be? So to be fair to him, it was during the game, but he of all people should know about knee injuries. Like just because he played his entire career through torn knee ligaments doesn't mean it's a very good idea. This is pretty dumb.
It's very dumb. It's incredibly dumb, especially a guy that would be like, dude, didn't we go down this road before with you?
He's just another old curmudgeon who just says old curmudgeon man things.
I mean, think about it. He left Bama in 1964.
With all of his knees torn.
So he was born in 1942, right? There was still World War II. The world was living in black and white.
Right.
So we incorporate that, and the decision is?
So I say dump.
Dump.
All right, dump him.
We're going home.
Backing up. Backing up.
How long does it take to back up a truck?
Just keep her there, pal. Keep her there, pal.
The trash away already.
You're good.
I really don't like the commissioner of the NFL. And today,
oh really?
He was talking about how the league handles domestic violence. This is his quote. What you see here is a policy that's evolved. We've learned a lot, but these are complex matters. When you talk to the domestic violence experts, these are difficult matters to deal with. You have rights, you have families, you got to be concerned with them and privacy issues. And oh, by the way, you might want to also be concerned with the victim. And then he said, I think we've made tremendous progress.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. That's considering the Josh Brown situation now this week. It's like, why did you say that now? All right, boys, what are we going to do with this pinhead?
We got to save our phony baloney jobs out here, fellas.
Work, 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 work.
Jeez, what a dork.
I don't know. It's just all lies.
This is almost like relative too, isn't it? Like, it's Goodell saying another dumb Goodell thing.
Yeah.
We've heard so many dumb Goodell things.
That are just not true. It's just made up as it goes along.
I think it's dump, though. He could have said, he probably did say something that was a lot worse that the publicists were like, no, we're not going to go with that one. Let's say something a little bit better, but still kind of along the same lines.
All right, what do you got? It's yours.
Me? This is one of those times I'm throwing it out there. I wanted to actually see both of your reaction and live and die with that decision.
Relatively speaking, this can't be incinerate because he said dumber things than this. So I'll say dump, too.
Go to the left.
You're
good.
This way. Okay, stop.
Backing
don't
up.
Don't forget the bottles.
All right, I'm up. Apple today was doing an event showing off some new features, and they kind of bashed on NC State when they were getting blown out by Louisville last week when they said this.
Watch the Louisville game.
Finley looking at a blitz. Throws one over the middle and throws another interception.
Wow.
Jonathan Grenard.
Well, since this game looks like a total runaway, let's use Siri to find out what other football games are on now.
It's not great trash talk, but we needed some trash talk, and Apple's kind of throwing some shade at NC State. It's not great. It's probably just recycle bin worthy, but we need – it's something.
Why? Because she asked Siri for a better game?
She's like, wow, this game's over. Siri, what else is on?
Yeah, she was doing a demo for Siri.
She was doing a demo.
Siri, take me to a college football game.
Right.
And it was a crappy game.
Can you show me actual football,
Siri?
Yeah,
how about an actual football game?
Yeah, that's not that horrible. I like the test. It's definitely getting recycled.
Recycled? Put the wrong and fastest on the wrong side.
I did. It's like, what's your phone number? 5412-68. No, that's way out of rhythm. You don't get phone numbers like that.